Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Start off with a quick little update in my life. You guys, if you follow me on Twitter, you might have seen, I ordered the mac and cheese, and then they told me it was delivered, and guess what? It didn't fucking come.
Lily, who cares?
How dare you? No, actually, it was hilarious. We were having, basically this all transpired while other stuff might have been going on. And I texted Jesse. I was like, I have one more important thing to discuss. And she was like, what?
Mind you, I'm like anxiety ridden. I'm like going through it. It was a hard day. Lily's like, oh, there's one more thing. I'm like, oh my God, what now? This bitch tells me her fucking mac and cheese hasn't shown up. I'm like, I do not.
She's like, not Lily, this is not a time to be joking. And I was like, who is joking, Jesse? It's not all about you.
Honestly, that is annoying. Leave it to Walmart to say it's delivered and it's not.
I've never ordered something from Walmart online, so I didn't know if this is like a normal thing. Is it? In the comments, please let me know because I'm livid.
What is normal, at least in my town, is like if you order Walmart pickup, best of luck to you, my friend. Like they will not come out to your car. Like you just say like, I'm here. And then if they do come to your car, they're substituting like if you wanted mustard, they're giving you like a jump rope. Like it's really off. You're just
confused. I mean, honestly, I was expecting to get it and have it be like fucking Paw Patrol mac and cheese or something. That at least would have been a little more understandable, but do not tell me it was delivered. And then when I click the like, oh, you didn't get your package, and you click to see like what you should do next, one of the suggestions was look around.
And I asked Lily, I'm like, well, did you?
Yes, twice.
They're like, have you checked your mailbox?
Someone asked me that and I was like, yes, I checked the fucking mailbox. I ordered 3 boxes. I didn't see them.
So what, did you get a refund? What's your status?
Well, it said to wait 2 days and then you follow up. So it's been 2 days now and I'm gonna follow up as soon as we're done filming this. It's my top priority.
I'm really sorry for you.
I'm so mad because it's not even like I was being lazy and like, oh, I ordered online so I didn't have to go to a store. I did that, but that's because no store in the greater Los Angeles area has it.
I will check my local Walmart for you, and if it's there, I'll ship you some.
Would you?
I would if I found it, of course.
Oh, that would be so great.
But anyway, now that that's settled, because it's really important that we had that conversation, we do have other topics for you. Well, actually, one of the topics is one that's been circling for a while. It's been like on our Reddit. It's been like just suggested, I feel like, week after week after week, ever since this Sam and Colby video came out. And I know nothing about this, so Lily's taking the wheel on this because she says she's well-versed in it. All I know, which Lily literally just told me about 5 minutes ago, is that Sam and Colby, because I had no idea who these people were, are YouTubers, obviously, but they're the ones that did the prank with Sam Pepper, which first of all, already a red flag, but they did the prank where one of them pretended to get kidnapped and like literally faked dying. Like, oh, sick prank, bro. What the fuck?
Which honestly plays in a lot to what we're going to talk about because there's a lot of speculation even with that one on whether they were both in on it and it was like a prank more on their audience.
Yeah, because the other one was like distraught.
Yeah, and he was crying a lot. So it's like if he did know, he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because that's the exact same one that has a very, very emotional reaction in the video we're going to talk about.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. So it might just be like a prank YouTuber that just happens to be kind of slay at acting. Love that.
Yeah, like very good emotional, like just distraught crying.
Okay, well, do you want to start with that one since, you know?
It's kind of long. Do we want to maybe start with the shorter ones?
Sure, we could do Jeffree Star first if you want. You want to do that?
Sure.
So for our first topic, we're going to cover Jeffree Star, and it's not going to be like how we usually cover him because usually it's like, oh my God, he said something fucking horrible or I don't know, just problematic.
It's stuff that he's made public.
Yeah, but this is not. And it's actually quite strange and even a little troubling, maybe. I don't know. So we're just going to watch basically a series of TikToks that was uploaded by someone who claimed that they were going to Jeffree Star's house to do epoxy floors for him. So epoxy flooring, if you don't know, it's like that liquid that it's like resin, like it dries hard and, you know, right?
I'm just loving that you're like an epoxy expert after the fucking mine lady, all the construction concerns last episode.
I guess I'm just fascinated by epoxy in general. And I've seen a lot of epoxy flooring, especially like salons, like when people buy salons and stuff, they'll do epoxy flooring because it's a cheaper alternative. And it's cool. You could do different swirls and whatnot. It's supposedly easy to clean. It withstands a lot of stuff. So I think it's interesting. A lot of people do it to their countertops as well, like a fake marble.
Why do you know so much about
Yeah, I don't know. But this guy went to go do the epoxy floors for Jeffree Star, and he, I guess you could say, like, vlogged it. I don't even know what the hell this is, but it's like a series of TikToks. So we'll watch those and then yeah, we'll.
He basically, he documented his journey.
Yeah. And a journey it was.
So the guy showed, one of the things he posted shows, it's like I think that's Snapchat, isn't it?
No.
They posted a Snapchat. It says, didn't get to shower this morning. That fool.
Oh, I thought that's what's
like, fool. wanted to watch me shower. Hell nah. Move around. Ha. Huh. I don't understand how he's talking, but.
I don't under. Yeah.
Then he posts one that he has a joint hanging out of his... Well, first of all, the last one was weird. He's, like, literally filming the bathroom and, like, filming all of Jeffree's stuff.
Well, he's filming from the moment he even enters, like, I guess through the garage. Yeah. Like, he's just, like... It doesn't even show anything. It's just, like, him awkwardly with his camera probably trying to
like,
hide
kind of just, like, trying to get proof that he was there. Then he has a joint hanging out of his mouth in this one and says, celebrity stuff is fake. I'm still gonna try and sell that fucker a floor. Believe in God.
Oh, this is fucking wild.
What?
This is fucking wild.
What?
I'll fucking leave it.
Why
this guy's a fucking weirdo, dude.
Bye.
This guy's a fucking weirdo, man. Yo, believe in God. This guy's a fucking weirdo.
For people that are just listening, what just happened was that he's definitely in Jeffree Star's house. Like, that is Jeffree Star's house. You see the dog. You see him just walking around and being weird. And then at the end, it's just Jeffree, like, with his phone covering his face. And then he's just saying what a weirdo Jeffree is. And Jeffree, like, swats away the phone. I don't know if he, like, hits him or what. But he definitely, like, is like, get the fuck out of my face, basically. And then the guy's saying to believe in God.
I'm not really sure. Now we're on to him leaving the property. And it looks like he's just, like, walking. Like, it looks like Jeffree's property is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah. No, it definitely
is. So I'm confused why this guy is walking. Like, how did he get there?
I think he explains that. From what I understand, I think Jeffree flew him out. And I think he, like, arranged for him to come and got, like, an Uber or something there. Something along those lines. That's what people are saying. I'm not 100% sure.
It makes sense that because he doesn't seem to have a car with him.
Right. He's, like, most definitely stranded at this point. Like, he's, like, stressed and saying, like, well, I guess I get an Uber or just start walking.
That's some fake ass shit. This is a nice view, though. So now, I guess I gotta get a fucking Uber.
Yeah, I guess so.
Best of luck, sir.
Don't do business with fucking fake-ass celebrity millionaires.
I won't.
It's very pretty.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Now I'm walking.
Not the hitchhiking vlog and photos.
Right.
What? And then his toes are just in water?
Where am I at? I'm going to the airport.
Okay.
Fuck this shit.
Okay.
Where's the weed at?
So So, I'm usually all for like, yeah, fuck Jeffree Star, but this seems like a very invasive, weird thing from this man.
Absolutely. So, there's a couple things that not only did people note, but I also noted myself. He came out of state. He flew there.
Wouldn't he need materials?
That was exactly what I was going to say. You don't even have a fucking toolbox, motherfucker. Like, you have nothing. Like, where's the epoxy at? That's very, very strange. But at the same time, it's like, I guess Jeffree's rich enough that he could fly someone out just to give him a quote, if that's what he was trying to do. Like, just get a quote. Oh. But then why are you showering? Hello? I'm so confused.
When, why would you stay there?
Well, that's the thing. So what people are thinking is that this wasn't no epoxy agreement. This was a agreement. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because honestly, do you remember even from one of Shane's videos when he went and visited him? Like, him and Ryland stay at a hotel. They don't even stay with him.
Really?
So why would he invite this random epoxy floor man to stay with him?
Well, okay, so a lot of people had speculations, right? Now, a new video came out that Lily had just sent me, and we both have not finished watching this, where he elaborates on how this all came to be. And it clears up some stuff. Regardless, it's super weird, and yes, I don't like Jeffree Star as a human being, but this is fucked. Like, you don't go into someone's
house and just start
anyone
deserves to have their privacy completely compromised and like broadcast to your followers. That's weird.
People were noting though that he was just recently on live stream when Eugenia actually was visiting him, that he has security, that they will like fuck people up, and people were like, where are they? Like, why did you have to swat this strange
man away?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
like, it's just like he brags about being so like locked down and security's everywhere and he's whatever, but where are they? That's weird.
Well, and also what I didn't really understand and didn't know if I was like missing something, that the floor guy keeps saying everything's fake, but like, what did he show? Like, he was showing the inside of a very nice home.
He gave no fucking context. I don't know if he means like his intentions, like Jeffree Star's intentions are fake what, but it's like, yeah, he definitely not a great storyteller.
He made it sound kind of like it was like all a facade and that Jeffree's not really rich. And it's like, well, it seems like you're walking out of a giant property.
Unless you're showing me some fucking Truman Show shit where everything's like just a set.
A backdrop, like, or something. Yeah.
He's rich and he lives on a yak farm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty much all I knew anyway. So
like 4 months ago, I DM'd about 15 celebrities. The only reason he made the roster is because I had this pink color that I wanted to use. And I was like, who the hell is going to buy this? I was like, man, that dude's got a nice garage. And McLaren look a lot better on a nice floor. You know? So why not? And so I sent out these messages and he ends up replying like 2 months later. And then he says, show me some examples, Big Daddy. Alright. Like, I'm gonna send my samples. Then I did.
So, in case you couldn't make that out, because, wow, a mumbler, for sure.
He doesn't open his mouth at all when he talks.
Yeah, it's like ventriloquism. Yeah. But basically, what he's saying, we have to translate it every few sentences, is that he had this unique pink color of epoxy that he wanted to sell. And like Lily said, he wanted to sell it to celebrities. And so he reached out to Jeffree Star because he thought Jeffree Star would like that. And then 2 months later, Jeffree Star responds with saying, well, show me some examples, Big Daddy. And then he's like, and then I said, all right. I'm like, okay.
Did he say Big Daddy? I almost thought I heard Big Dick.
Whichever one. It's not great.
Neither would surprise me.
No, like, show me some examples, Big Dick. That doesn't even make sense. No, Big Daddy. Big Daddy. He said Big Daddy. So already it's like, if you're just like strictly epoxy professional, you know, like you're trying to keep it profesh, keep the business side, you know, you don't respond to that. You're like, okay, well, sir, I'm not your father. Like, please, if you would like this floor, please contact me further. But I am not.
But alas, that is not what he did.
Nope.
Did another floor that I thought he would like. So I sent it to him. He opened it, and I'm not gonna say what he said, but it was going good from there. You know, like, what would you do? Makes $200 million a year, I don't give a do. I'm gonna go sell a floor. But after the DMs, we're talking, whatever, bullshitting. I'll be real with you. I played it. Don't hit the player, hit the game, dude. Like, if someone hits you up, celebrity, of course you're gonna ride with it. Get mad at it for going to do
something. Okay, pause, because he didn't hit you up. You hit him up. Then you responded to him being, like, sexual.
What he's trying to say, and doing a very bad job at it, is, like, if a celebrity gives you the time of day, like, if a celebrity, you know, responds to you,
no,
you're going to go
it.
For it. But it's like, no, you're not. Like, I have not given the time of day to a lot of celebrities. Like, especially, though, like, the fact that he's reaching out for business, unless he thinks, like, Jeffree Star is hot and, like, low-key wanted to hook up with him anyway, like, I don't understand how you would just allow that conversation to take that turn from, like, hey, I've got this pink epoxy to, like, can I suck your dick?
Well, and then to see how things, like, turn transpired, what he's like calling him a creep, and that I don't know about the whole shower thing because he wasn't really clear about that. But obviously you can revoke consent at any time. But it's like, you really just went into this situation and then were surprised when the situation continued.
You can absolutely revoke consent at any point in time. But I think the bigger point is like, he painted it at first before he explained everything very much as like, I went there for business and Jeffree Star's a fucking creep. And that is not
but
what
this
happened.
Has never just been a strictly business thing, it seems like, and that he tried to use Jeffree being interested potentially to then make money off of it.
Yeah, I could totally see him taking Jeffree's advances as like, fuck it, I'll deal with that so I could sell him the floor type of thing. But that's like really fucked up, and you just don't, I don't know. All of it's weird.
We're going to do something by myself. Y'all worried about me going by myself too? Like, I'm a grown ass man. I can walk into any room. I can do what I want to. So we're DMing, whatever. Fucking, it's going good. And then he gives me his number. I text him, and then we're just chopping it up. We ended up FaceTiming a few times. It was going good. He was like, I feel like...
Okay, you FaceTimed a few times?
Just to see the garage floors.
Literally, what?
I feel like I've already met you, and you're super cool and all this shit. It was going good. I mean, he seemed pretty chill at first, too. You know? For those of y'all that are so freaking interested in it, I can't believe I'm sitting here doing this. Yeah, it was going good. We're FaceTiming. Like, he would FaceTime me, like... 3 to 4 times a day. What? You know, if someone wants to FaceTime me, I'm gonna answer it because they obviously want to talk to me. So why the...
I'm sorry.
What? That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard. It's like, if you see a call or a FaceTime, you're gonna always pick it up because that person wants to talk.
No? What no, the fuck? No, wrong. I do not subscribe to that.
I do whatever the opposite of that is. Like, I almost never fucking answer. What? Like, and it's a person you don't even know and that you're trying to do business with.
And also, I like how he started with, like, we FaceTimed a few times. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he was FaceTiming me 3 to 4 times a day.
We were best friends.
Oh, that progressed quickly.
He didn't want to talk to me, so why the fuck not answer the FaceTime? He was just like, call me in the morning and then call me there at work and then call me at nighttime. It was weird, too. I know. I don't get it either. I don't know why he picked me.
Is he kidding?
I think you picked each other, my friend.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
And then one day we FaceTime for like 30 minutes, just chopping it up. And he offers to fly me out. He's like, don't make it weird, but I want to offer to fly you out. Okay. Like, why not? Like, hell yeah, I'm down for go see Wyoming. I've never been there.
Your homie.
To go see my homie?
Yeah, he's your homie and you're his big daddy. Like, you knew that's not how this works. Come on.
The way that he presents himself in the first thing is literally that he's just a floor guy that went to Jeffree's house once.
Well, that's why people were so confused at the series of events. But now what he's trying to do is completely downplay it and be like, well, Jeffree was just my buddy. Like, he called you big daddy. From what you insinuated, you guys did something or whatever. Because he's like, well, we did some, so I'm not going to talk about it.
And I'm not going to say what he said, but...
Yeah, like, you knew he was sexually interested in you at the very least. Like, to paint it as you had no idea, but then you're also just explaining how you absolutely had an idea is just disingenuous. Like, again, we're not saying you can't revoke consent or interest when you meet someone in person. That's completely different. But you're acting like...
This was like a straight up like predator situation that he like preyed on you when you were just a random worker at his house. And yes. That definitely does not seem like the case at all.
So I got the plane ticket, got my shit ready. My girl took me to the airport.
Oh.
At the time.
How did she feel about you FaceTiming Jeffree 3 to 4 times a day?
Honestly, that was quite the twist. I didn't see that one coming.
And I flew to Houston. Then I went to Denver, and then he picked me up at the Casper airport. He picked me up in the Hummer. He had like a gun right here. It's a pretty cool looking gun. So we're in the Hummer. We're just driving, just topping it up. You know, it was going good. He like wanted to take me to his photo shoot in Los Angeles on that Wednesday because I flew there on Monday. And yeah, we're just topping it up. My first impression of him, I was like, it looks like a... He was smaller than I thought he was. And he looks like an albino salamander or something, dude. It's weird. He's like...
I hate this because I don't want to defend Jeffree Star. But this is the weirdest shit I've ever... Like,
I didn't expect that at all. I'm sorry. I'm really over it. Like, I did not... I didn't know he was going to... I thought he was going to say, like, alien or albino salamander. What the fuck? Oh god, that was good. Okay, wait, okay, there's so much to unpack here. So let me just get this straight, sir. So your girlfriend drops you off at the airport to someone who referred to you as Big Daddy. Obviously, obviously this is not about the epoxy floors, because you're saying he just flew you out to like be friends because he also wanted to fly you out to his photo shoot on Wednesday, allegedly. So this straight man, allegedly, or bisexual, whatever, he has a girlfriend, so we don't know his sexuality, but he goes to visit a gay man who notoriously goes after straight men. That's like his thing, and he's been very public about that in the past. And you think you're just gonna go play patty cake with him and he doesn't like homie. You? Like, yeah, he's like, we're just chopping it up. What the first one? What the
what
fuck
does that mean exactly?
I know, I'm like, I'm not familiar with the term. If you actually think back to the epoxy thing and like how people even realized he was an epoxy floor person, he was using it as the hashtag on his videos. And then now, even when he started this, it was very much like I was trying to sell him flooring. So like he just put in little nuggets of like, I'm just a worker here. He didn't say that, but that's very much how he was trying to document it.
Well, he literally says, don't hate the player, hate the game, because he like insinuated he was playing along with the advances so he could do the flooring. But it seems like the flooring wasn't really a priority.
And at the same time, it's like, I don't hate the player at all. You're the one that got like stranded. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's just, I don't know what your intentions were, but you got fucked.
Figuratively, I don't think he actually got
fucked. Oh my God, stop it, Lily. But somehow he continues to go on. Honestly, it really is giving ventriloquist and it's freaking me out. Like, his mouth does not move when he speaks.
But first, I want to get my intentions across. My intentions were, this dude's hitting me up. I sell floors. It's going to be good for my company. Who else wouldn't do it, you know? My main goal was to get there, get the freaking job bid, and then make it happen, get the wheels turning. And I was just going to, the first picture I ever posted was going to be me doing the store. You know, we were really talking about it. And you can say no, but why would I lie?
I could think of like 12 reasons you might lie.
I was going to say, well, I mean, really? Do you want us to answer that? Because again, where was the floor? Where was all of the stuff you need to do the floors? Is he just going to like buy it and supply it to you?
No, here's the thing. I'm telling you, he's going for, I was just trying to sell the floor.
Oh, so this was just a quote. This was like a consultation.
It was just a quote. Visit. Something he could have done over those many, many FaceTime calls, I'm sure. But
that's what I hustled for. Try and make it happen, and it was happening. So my intentions were, because I'll be honest with you, I was playing that shit, like, but I was doing it for my own safety too, you know, like, I gotta play that.
You were doing it for your safety? Because it seems like you didn't really think about your safety in this situation. He literally keeps just contradicting himself.
That shit's safe from a distance.
Is that why you went there?
Basically, my intentions were to do the floor, and if he wanted to do what I thought he wanted to do, I was just gonna be like, well, I'm not doing it for free. I'm gonna need at least a Hellcat. Get my ass up, like, hell no.
Wait, whoa, this is just
he basically saying now that he wanted to prostitute himself?
That is not the turn that I expected. Is your girlfriend watching this? This is so foul.
Not only was he willing to fuck Jeffrey for the floor, to be able to do the floor, but that wasn't enough. He would need to be paid on top of it, apparently.
Jesus. Again, not a fan of Jeffrey, but I just feel like this is really, really just on a human level, not right. Like, this is, it does not sit right with my soul.
Like, you weren't trying to take advantage of him by, like, being nice to him. You were trying to take advantage of him in every way. It's
by baiting him. Like, it's literally just being like, okay, I'll flirt with you or I'll give you false hope or whatever, and I'm not gonna sleep with you unless you fucking pay me. Like, on top of the epoxy, again, yeah, you're prostituting yourself, which, like, I have nothing against sex workers, but this is a little bit much, even for me. I'm like, what the
fuck? But then you don't get to then villainize him afterwards.
Right, and be like, freak, fucking dark, you god. It's like, does he? Like, I feel like you might. I don't know.
Not even for like 10,000. We'll get to that later. If the moment came to it, that's what I was never, I never had my intentions of flying there and put my in this dude's butt. Y'all playing with me, dude. I don't even like the smell of my own ass. And y'all talk about 15 seconds of fame. I don't give a crap, dude. Like, I'd rather have a 15 second nut than a 15 seconds of fame. Y'all are telling me that that's all I want. But look, you're the ones that sat there and plastered me all over YouTube.
What is happening? So he's like dismissing people for saying that he like went there because he wanted to fuck him. And it's like, no, I didn't want to fuck him because I wanted to. I wanted to for money.
Wait, I'm fucking dead, bro. He said, like, his defense for not wanting to fuck Jeffree Star is like, I don't even like the smell of my own ass. Okay.
That doesn't prove anything, sir.
What are the comments even saying? Where was this posted? I have so many questions.
Oh my God. All the comments are about the albino salamander comment. Honestly, I understand because that got me too. In my opinion, it's way beyond just a professional relationship when you're FaceTiming multiple times a day. I love also, he's like, just like in the morning and in the afternoon. And at night.
Yeah, there's just no way. And I mean, I feel like he even acknowledges it at this point that he did not know the situation he was going into, which is, again, a gay man is interested in being sexual with you or intimate with you. Like, you knew that. And in my opinion, he planned on exploiting him to either, if that did happen, he wanted to exploit him, like, for that to happen. Or if it didn't happen and then he didn't want to buy the floor, which seems like it's what happened, then you were going to exploit him as well, like, for whatever the fuck this
is. And exploit, I think, is a kind word. I feel like borderline extort is what he was going to do.
Honestly, yeah, it's bizarre. I also feel like Jeffrey needs to be careful. Like, I feel like especially if he doesn't have the security he kind of boasts about, like, this is just not something you should have ever had. You don't know this man. Like, this is someone that could come and hurt you just because you didn't give them what they wanted. I guess I just feel like this is like the really, really sad result of social media sometimes, where people just do the most nasty fucking vile shit just to either be like, gotcha, idiot, or like, I don't know. Like, this is like, I don't know what he thinks he did with this.
He's trying to paint it as him being like blindsided and taken advantage of, but then every other sentence he sprinkles in a reason why that is absolutely not what happened.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, P.S. I guess this was sped up.
I figured.
Which makes me wonder, how slow was he talking in the original video?
I figured because the voice did not match, but it was kind of funny that his voice was at the awkward pitch. Like, I was kind of confused by that. I will say, if he thought this was going to help his business in any way, shape, or form, honey, I have news for you. It will not. And the fact that, yes, like, again, you proved yourself as such a weird, invasive, exploitative person, like, nobody's gonna get their epoxy floors done by you. Like, I think that's,
I never understand when people like this try and you, like, their defense is something that's like worse than what they're defending themselves from. I'm like, wait, you want everyone to be like, oh, I get it, you just did it for money?
Yeah I don't know what he expected people to say, but anyone with a sound mind watching this is just like, so you're horrible. What? Like, and yeah. If we're saying that in defense of Jeffree Star, you must be pretty bad, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's not where I thought the story was going.
Me neither. But, like, he got worse and worse with every sentence.
I am in defense of Jeffree Star in this very rare one-off situation.
Same.
But before we go any further, we do have a word from our sponsor, ZocDoc.
Yes. Once again, ZocDoc sponsors this podcast, and we're so grateful for you. If you guys do not know what ZocDoc is, shame on you. First of all, ZocDoc is a free app where you could find amazing doctors and book appointments online.
So basically, you can search for these doctors by putting in your insurance, what specialty you need. Their schedules are all listed out and they have patient reviews, and you can find the one that's perfect for you.
It's already hard enough to find a doctor near you, but then you call them, you talk to the receptionist, you're like, period, this is gonna work out. And then you realize they don't take your insurance. And that is where ZocDoc comes in, because you can filter everything out and make sure that the people you're booking with are going to take your insurance. And a lot of them are available within just 24 to 72 hours, which is insane.
Yeah, basically you get all the I's dotted, all your T's crossed, and you don't even have to talk to anyone on the phone.
So if you guys wanna try out ZocDoc for yourself, you can go to ZocDoc.com/DWKT and download the ZocDoc app for free, and then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/DWKT, ZocDoc.com/DWKT.
Yes, and thank you so much once again to ZocDoc for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
That was a bit of a horror story on its own, but shall we move to another one that's actually in the horror genre?
Yeah, so I don't know, again, anything other than that one horrible prank that they pulled, but I have been hearing people talking about this a lot, and the overwhelming sentiment is, like, the drama is that they're faking this, and I'm just wondering, why is everyone surprised? Aren't these people, do they not fake all their content? I don't know anything about them other than that.
First, before we really dive into it, shall we get our beliefs on the paranormal out in the open?
Oh, controversial. I like it.
Skeptic or believer?
Honestly, I would say I'm a believer. I think that I can be, like, healthily skeptic. Like, I'm not going to watch someone, like, a psychic, or watch some video that looks like something's haunted and, like, see a dust particle and be like, ah, it's someone's grandma. Like, I'm not going to do that. But at the same time, I very much believe in not only the experiences of people that I love, that they have felt strong senses of things, but I also just believe, like, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. We go somewhere. And I think that our energies can sometimes linger around a little bit. Like, I think I believe that.
That's, like, much deeper than I ever am thinking about it. But I definitely would say that I lean much more towards the skeptic. skeptic side, but I'm not a non-believer. It's not like I'm like, everyone's lying, it's not true. Absolutely not.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
No. And that's the thing. It's like, I would love to believe in that. And I would love to have proof presented where I can't be skeptical. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. That's true. But that has yet to happen. One of my main things with this even is it's not them that are doing the ghost hunting. I mean, like, yes, they are, but there's a couple involved.
And why are they doing this ghost hunting? Like, what's the purpose? Just to...
Well, that's pretty much what their channel has become.
All like paranormal stuff?
Yeah. So they go to the Conjuring House, but it involves this couple that claims that they're able to communicate with the other side on command. Like, you want to talk to someone? They'll do it right now.
Period.
My problem...
That seems legit. Well,
let's look. Sam and Colby have 10.9 million subscribers. So right off the bat, you don't get to 10.9 million subscribers without being business oriented and like very much trying to get to 10.9 million subscribers. That's not something that just like happens because you guys are really relatable or something. So that's an important thing to note, I think. And they first became popular from Vine. So they're from your world.
What? I don't remember them from Vine. They must have been late Vine.
I mean... How long did Vine even really exist?
It was like 3 or 4 years.
2014.
But I was not active the last like year.
I'm pretty sure they're from like Arkansas or something. And getting big on Vine was like what was going to be their break into the entertainment industry and stuff. And
you don't think they could have made it on their own in Arkansas? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm saying what they said in an interview I watched. It was his birthplace, Kansas. I don't know, somewhere like that. But
one of those.
Sorry, no offense to anyone that lives in either of those places.
I was going to say, no offense to anyone who lives in the middle.
He was like, I'm the one that doesn't know anywhere besides California. So again, they have 10.9 million subscribers. They also were involved in the kidnapping prank.
Horrible.
Which, do you want to watch it?
No.
Okay, we won't.
It was horrible. I feel like that was like troubling. Like,
well, that's why people were really mad about it. Not just because it was traumatizing for people watching, but it was like, how could you do that to your best friend? Like, make them think that you just got shot in front of them. Like, that's absolutely so fucked up. And they very much played along like it was not a prank between all of them. Like, that Sam really didn't know that it was happening and that it just brought them closer.
Bro, the way I would disown any friend that did that shit to me, I would be like, you're the fucking weirdest person alive.
Well, it's like, what's off limits then? So their like main demographic is definitely it veers younger. So when I heard that Sam and Colby were the ones that apparently have caught this like paranormal phenomenon, they have proof and it's like the most compelling proof ever. When I found out it was them, I kind of immediately was like, aren't those the guys that like faked their kidnapping? And that like, it definitely wasn't like instantly just like guaranteed that this was gonna be for real for me. And I actually had someone send it to me to get my opinion because they were like, this seems kind of legit, like what do you think?
Oh, so that's how it was reported at first, like this is all real and we can't believe they caught that on camera, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's been up for a couple weeks now, and I'll say right now, full disclosure, I'm not a like viewer of their content. Like, this is the first video I've watched maybe ever of them besides like the kidnapping
Jesus,
thing.
Jesus, how many did they do on The Conjuring? Like 50?
This was like the ongoing series. But also important to look how many fucking views it has. 14 million, 13 million, 10 million. Like, they are making so
hundreds
much money
of
on
thousands
this.
Of dollars.
Millions probably easily. By the end of this.
Yeah.
And they have merch and they like to act like this is all just like they're just trying to prove that you can communicate with the paranormal is just bullshit. Like, I mean, whether there's any aspects that they've encountered that are real or not, I'm not saying everything they do is fake, but come on. It was 2 weeks ago that it came out. It was 14 million views, and they've, I guess, gone to the Conjuring House before and had some weird experiences, and they wanted to go back because that was like one of the main things in all of their paranormal journeys that they haven't been able to explain at all, or like discount is not being real. But they go, and there's this couple. Their names are Satori and Cody. And conveniently, they work for the Conjuring House, I guess.
Nobody lives there? Is it like a museum of sorts?
Yes. And you can like go visit it. When I had a friend send it to me and like ask my opinion, I was like, okay, I'll go into it with an open mind. By the end of it, I had a very long list of reasons why, and that weren't like straight up like, oh, this is what they did, explaining how it's not real. But it was all of the context that was like, all of this makes me not even remotely believe it, because the events wouldn't have played out like they would have if this was how they presented it. First and foremost, my main, like, theory around it is that this couple claims that they can communicate with the paranormal, or with the other side, when there's not ever really been solid proof, especially on camera, of someone doing that. Well, and also they claim that they don't do this for money. This is, like, basically they act like it's, like, a party trick. We'll get to the fact that they do make money off of this. If you didn't make money off of this, and you weren't trying to, like, pander to people, why the fuck would you agree to go in front of an audience of over 10 million people and reveal that you have this secret gift that no one else has? Do you know how valuable that would be to people? If you could just have immediate conversations with people that have died? Like, are you joking me?
The thing is that I feel like there are a lot of psychics that advertise themselves as that. Although some have, like, rituals or things that will prompt them to connect with the other side or things like that. I've had several psychic readings, some that have been incredibly legitimate and told me everything that was going to happen in my life. And it did happen. And that freaked me out. Can I just say it really quick what I was told by a psychic? So I was told, I think I said this somewhere on the internet, I was told I was going to have three kids, two of one gender, one of the other. So I only have two kids, but I did lose a baby that was a boy. So that's two boys, one girl. Then they told me that I was, they didn't say social media influencer, but he very much said, you are going to be almost like performing, like you're going to be front and center and you're going to be like the your own boss. You're going to be running shit. And then they also said that me and Joy were going to move to LA and just like very specific points of our life that did end up happening.
Could you also consider the fact that they kind of plant those things and you even maybe subconsciously follow that? The gender thing, obviously that could be a coincidence, but
no, because he also, so later on in life, because we stayed in touch with him, he was a friend of my stepdad's. Later on in life, my stepdad spoke to him when we were moving to LA, and he was just like literally calling him out of the blue and just being like, hey, how's it going? And he told my stepdad, he goes, are you moving? And my stepdad was like, yeah, I am. He's like, I see the boxes in your house. And we hadn't told anyone. Like, it was literally like in between our circle. And we don't talk to him like that. Like, he's just kind of like a distant family friend. And he knew that my stepdad was fucking moving. Like, I think that there's certain people that have, I don't know, a greater touch with intuition, with vibes, energy. I don't know what it is.
There is something I saw one time that might have even been like in a book I was reading about back pain that talked about how energy and memories and like certain stuff is stored in your cells. It was talking about some kind of experiment where they like took cells that were together and separated them and like had them driven like miles apart, and they did something to one set of them. It might be very grossly remembering the wording and like terminology they used, but essentially it was that they separated them, they were miles apart, and they did something to one group of them and the other group was still affected even though they were super far away.
I feel like I'm always like, I'm for science, I'm for all that shit. I just feel like I also am a very, very intuitive person, like in my own life. I'm a very spiritual person. I'm very connected. Like, people think because I'm not religious, I'm not spiritual. I'm extremely spiritual. And I'm very tapped into like the energies around me. And it's why I don't like to be around a lot of people. Like, I'm not an empath, okay? But I just like, I do absorb, like I just feel the energies like very, very greatly, which is why I'm very like off put by so many people. And I don't know why. And then I figure out why later. But I feel like people who are like that, like, you know that, like without a shadow of a doubt that like you can connect to other people's energies. Like, if you tune into that part, that we are all from something, we are all connected by something. Like, we're all here for a reason, right? Like, literally, I can feel everyone's energy around me. We all have it. If you've ever been around when someone passes away, it leaves like a light. It is like the vessel is there, and that thing, that whole energy that kept you alive, that was every bit of you, is just like, phew, gone. That can't just disappear. That should go somewhere.
Well, and what I thought was so interesting was that this was talking from like a scientific perspective, but it connected to the more spiritual ideas that people have talked about. And by the way, I feel like this is kind of a controversial conversation because people might feel very strongly one way or the other that it's like, how dare you talk negatively about this or vice versa. But I don't know what's true. Don't know what's not.
I mean, I don't know. I've always found that weird when people get upset about things like that, because again, I'm not necessarily like a skeptic. Like, I believe in a lot of this shit. And I would not get offended by someone being skeptical, because it's something that, like, if you get it, you get it. And if you don't, like, all right, no skin off my back. Like, it's just like, who cares? I don't know.
And I know for me, this skepticism usually comes from the fact that these are topics that so many people consistently try to exploit people and, like, make money
off of. I
was gonna
say, they profit off of as well. Yeah, for sure. Have you ever seen that clip of the lady on the news that was talking to a psychic and said, can you help me find this little girl? And she's like, I see water. She's in water. She's coming back. But it was literally a picture of the news lady when she was younger.
I'm gonna show you something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Does this girl look familiar to you?
Yeah, she does. I worked this case.
This is a girl who you said was beaten and killed.
Okay.
This little girl is me. And you told somebody that she's dead.
Wait a minute. You didn't disappear?
I'm right here.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
And I'm like, oh God, that's embarrassing.
And that's the epitome of why other people distrust stuff like this so much, is because 9,999 out of 10,000 times, that's what the people are doing. They're not actually tapping into something. They're just bullshitting and trying to make money. So I didn't like, first and foremost, that this couple says that they don't do this for money, because they don't do private readings for money.
And we only do this for people who cross our paths naturally and don't do it for money or anything like that. So just as what it is.
They do, on the other hand, do conventions and seminars and sell merch and all this stuff. And it's like, you do it for money though. So already that kind of was like, okay, you don't do it for money, sure. Then also the fact that they worked for, like, the Conjuring House. If there's two, like, genius paranormal communicators, you think they're gonna just work with the Conjuring House? Like, it just seemed
gimmicky,
like, a little
honestly
convenient.
It's kind of, yeah, yes, for sure. Also, I had heard rumors, and I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I had heard rumors that the people who own the Conjuring House, like, never really wanted it to be sold for this type of purpose, basically that they didn't want it to be some sort of spectacle. I could be wrong about that.
I'm not totally sure, and I'm not really familiar with the Conjuring House, so I'm definitely not an expert. But even when I just googled it, you can't, like, stay in the house, but they do offer outdoor accommodations so you can do overnight investigations. Like, the whole thing does feel very gimmicky. I also think it's convenient that not only are these genius paranormal communicators working with the Conjuring House, but also the girl, her dad, happens to be one of the main hosts of the show Ghost Hunters.
Oh my God, that show is, I can't. Do you remember? Is that the one that Demi Lovato went on and sang for the ghost?
Oh my God, is it? No, it was called Unidentified.
Oh no, okay. Still classic.
The show Ghost Hunters definitely isn't notorious for being, like, super legit and, like, bulletproof with their evidence about ghosts.
You mean that they don't always capture a bunch of fucking shit every time they go just by chance?
Well, it's funny because then at the same time, this couple seems to just do it at, like, the drop of a hat, whenever they want to. Should I show you what the thing is and then go into debunking?
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
I'll skip past, yes, like, their explanation of what they're going to do. But it's this couple, Satori and Cody, and they claim that they discovered one day that if they link arms, or, like, hold hands, basically, that together they seem to be able to have this energy that unlocks this ability to communicate.
Can you reintroduce yourself?
All right, well, I'm Satori Hawes.
I'm Cody Despian.
We're caretakers here at the Conjuring House, and we also communicate with the other side, I guess you could say.
In a very interesting way that we kind of found out by accident. So the first day we met, we were paired up with each other to investigate a private residence. We thought the place was really active, and then the next investigation we went on, the same activity, a lot of footsteps and banging sounds, and then the other team members were like, maybe it's something with you guys, you should go experiment. We found out that eventually, over time, that when we hold hands or hold wrists, it's almost like flipping on a light switch and kind of draws them in a little closer. So we're not mediums or anything, we can't sense anything. Whatever happens, everyone is here to witness. We can't control it.
They're twitches. I love that.
Kalti and Tamara.
Oh my God, it's also like the psychic twins that they doodle in their notebook. That's what they do when they're trying to summon their psychic ability.
When you have someone else to play off of, for some reason, people seem to believe it more. Their technique is so they're like linked, like they basically like grab each other's forearms. Then they like will list off the alphabet and the ghosts will make these tapping noises at whatever letter they get to. So then they can like spell out words or sentences.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, of course, because the ghost seems
to be able to have a chat. So it's not even like, tap if you can hear me. It's like, no, no, they're going to tell you exactly like who they are.
It's giving, have you ever done a Ouija board?
Yes.
I don't know if that's controversial, but I used to do Ouija boards at, like in high school, you know, we'd go to the park and it would be dark. And I don't know about my friends, but I low-key was pushing it. And I was trying to pretend I wasn't. And if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
I'm dying because you you so would.
And honestly, what makes it even more like obvious that I was not mentally well is that I would convince myself that I was not pushing it. Like I absolutely was pushing it on purpose, but I would do so in a way where like, I don't know, you know, like if you don't think about your like extremity, it almost feels like it's not there. I don't know. Whatever. I'm weird. But yeah, I definitely did that.
I'm dying because this all like, yes, this all tracks. Absolutely. Which brings me back to my point earlier with like most people that claim that they can communicate in some way with the other side, they aren't willing to say they can do it at any time. And they are also super like vague. And there's a lot of conditions to it.
For sure.
It's not like, are you dead? Where did you like, who killed you? Because if you could do that, do you not think that we would have solved a lot more murders and stuff? Like,
even when you see people like Teresa Caputo or something, like going into an entire group of people. I don't know. Some people think she's, you know, Long Island medium. They think she's a liar. The one with the really big hair. Her hair has only gotten bigger over the years. It's very slay. But she goes into entire like audiences of people and she will ask someone. And that's when people think she's like cold. You know what I mean? What did they say? Like cold reading or?
It's more so like she is very in tune maybe with people's energy, but she uses that to then take advantage and manipulate people into thinking she can do more.
But I do think she's had some legit moments like looking at it. Like I think maybe her gift is there and then it just needs to be done so often that maybe sometimes it's, you know, a little fabricated. But that being said, even then she very much like doesn't guarantee that she's going to be able to reach someone. And it's just like in a room full of people, maybe she'll get one reading. Maybe she won't. I feel like if you're not doing it that way and you're literally just saying you're on demand, like that's weird.
Well, I'm just like, you think the government?
Yeah, like you have like this infinite ability to tap into the dead.
There's a reason Raven didn't tell everyone that she was psychic.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and again, they were willing to broadcast this to an audience of almost 11 million people. Seems dangerous if it's true and exploitative if it's not, which I'm leaning towards that one. They say that they're going to communicate with people not only just like on command, but specifically that people in this conjuring house that they like want to talk to Sam and Colby.
That makes sense.
And then there's Abigail Arnold. She lived here a long time ago and now helps protect people from negative entities. You said Abigail Arnold wanted to talk to Sam and I specifically?
It's nothing to be worried about or concerned about. Abigail is a kind, kind soul. And I think you are going to realize that immediately when
she's, it's like freaking out right now, guys.
I just think she wants to connect with you because she knows who you are and just maybe give you a little bit of assurance about her and them and John. And but it's nothing to be afraid of.
As if they're like familiar with their YouTube channel and their fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe they were fans before they passed.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Totally. So that's their technique, is they hold hands and Cody kind of like trances out a little bit. And Satori does like a B, C and kind of like almost dances while she does it.
Also, did you say we're trying to contact anybody specifically or someone wanted to come through and talk to us specifically or no?
So we do a lot of sessions in the house, especially with Jacqueline. And the session we did most recently, Abigail came through, Abigail Arnold, and she said that she wanted to talk to you guys, so.
Oh, wow.
We're not really sure what she has to say.
So we expect her to come through. Who else? We don't know.
All right. So if anybody's here and you can hear my voice, I'm going to connect with Cody right now. And wherever you are, I'm going to ask you to come close to us and just stomp your feet or hit something as loud as you can so we know you're here. Okay? So if you're around, I'm standing here in this living room area. Can you come in here, please?
I feel the vibration.
Okay, if anybody's here, I'm gonna ask you to make that same noise you just made, maybe, let's say, four times, to let me know you can hear me. One. Two. Three. Four. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Might be a bit exciting. So, I know. Okay, hold on a second.
Can I ask for something first?
Mm-hmm.
Abigail, do you know who... Can you see me pointing? Do you know who this is? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us his name?
A, B, C, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, A, B, C.
Sam is the blonde one, and he is the one that was supposedly pranked, thinking that Colby had died.
Always, well, like, the stomping?
Yeah, so that's, so we usually
They're
go
walking.
Through the alphabet, and we get full sentences sometimes, and
She's trying to talk.
She's trying to say something. How many words? Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, A, B, C.
Can you hear the clicking?
You mean the thing that sounded like someone going like tick on the camera?
I'm not going to say what it sounds like.
What does it sound like?
Well, I'll get to that when we're when we're done
it's
watching.
Just someone tapping their foot.
They say it's like a knocking. And they claim that it comes from like different parts within the room. But obviously, as the viewer, you aren't able to discern that. Like, it sounds pretty much the same. But
D, E. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, people. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
This lady filming it on the couch also works for the Conjuring House.
Oh, I was going to say, what? That's giving my mom. Why does she have the flash on recording like that?
Literally, I'm like, okay.
E, here. There are people here. Not living people. Okay, do you know if they're from the house? One for yes, two for no? No. Are they new? Okay. How many people? Okay.
Five, six?
Are they with people that might be here tonight? Living people?
Wait.
So basically they're trying to say that not people that like haunt the Conjuring House, but like people that are associated with Sam and Colby have come to the Conjuring House to communicate with them.
Well, to be fair, I think they can go fucking anywhere. It's not like they have to drive. But there's a few things that are irking me about this. Number one, I feel like although, again, I'm a believer in being able to communicate at some points with, you know, people who have passed. I also do not believe it's this immediate. I do not believe that you can very quickly recite the alphabet and in real time they are telling you, okay, this, da, 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 da. Like, I feel like there is a break in our worlds, like the spiritual world and our world, that there is like some delay there, bitch. Like, they're that quick. Like, they're like, bah, 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 like, that doesn't
I
make
mean,
any fucking sense.
Time is a construct.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't seem like it's that streamlined. Like, why do you have like fucking like the best Wi-Fi to the death world or whatever the fuck? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna be honest, and if this gets me canceled, it is what it is. They are complete shams. Like, they are absolutely, there's no genuineness
to
them.
They are.
Okay, period. Because they are so not genuine. Like, everything about them, the guy is staring like if they're having their like first dance at their wedding and he really doesn't love her. Like, that's like, he's just like sitting there like, why am I here? And then she just gives me very strange vibes. On top of the fact that they're both not very genuine, it doesn't feel their energy. I'm not vibing with it. They are gonna fuck around and find out. You don't fuck around with this shit. What are you doing? Like, the fact that they're like faking this for money is like, oh, you guys are gonna be like possessed. Like, I literally feel like this is scary.
I feel like they underestimated how many people were gonna watch this and how many people were gonna pick apart every single second of it.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not here to say that Shane Dawson necessarily did a good job with his horror like documentaries, but they could have taken at least a small page and pasted some music somewhere. It's very like, it's so awkward to watch.
I'm pretty sure they teased that this is unedited to make it feel more legit.
Oh, understood. Well, it's awkward.
Do I believe that Cody and Satori are really communicating with it? Not for 2 fucking seconds. I think that is absolute bullshit for a laundry list of reasons that we'll continue to go through. But the question is, do Sam and Colby know that they're frauds, or do they believe them?
Understood. I did, and I don't want to like sound dumb, I did get chills watching this, like you know, when your hairs stand up on your, you know, like goosebumps. I did get that, but I think it was like the house, like looking at the house creeped me out or something, and it gave me goosebumps. So like something is eerie about that space, but it ain't those two, I'll tell you that.
Well, and I think even the first time I was watching it, I was like kind of like invested, like, okay, what are they gonna do? And as you see this first thing, like Sam's reaction, again, if he's acting like,
I wouldn't give him an Oscar for that.
Oh no, we haven't gotten to it yet. Oh,
okay.
It's to the point that I'm like, sir, you should actually just pursue acting then. You're this is pretty good. So continuing.
Can we have a name of one person to start?
Okay. Ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, L. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
Fast forward a little bit.
A, B, C, D, E. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Okay, does this make sense for you? Do you need a break?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we take a quick break real quick? Can they stay around?
I just want to point out that she just asked the ghost if they could take a break.
Stop, Lily.
Come on.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. Okay, stay right there. Do you want me to bring you something?
Oh my fuck.
What? Who is it?
Libby Golok.
Your grandma?
It's my grandma.
Oh, no way.
The one that said onward and upward that started fucking
everything.
Everything.
Do you want me to get you tissues or something?
Sure.
Do you have tissues?
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh my god.
Sam goes on to explain that there's no possible way they could have known that Libby apparently is his grandma's nickname. That no one knows. You'd have to be in his family to know that.
No way in fucking hell they know anything.
No.
That's not her real name. That's her nickname. No one in my family, no one besides my family would ever tell anybody like that. What the fuck?
But a very quick Google search shows that it's public knowledge. It's in her obituary or something.
Oh shit, really? Okay, because I was gonna say if it was Wikipedia, it could have been added after the fact.
No. It's like things that existed beforehand. I'm not saying that necessarily Sam and Colby are in on it. Maybe even at this time, like Sam didn't know that you could Google and find that out, and they like caught him off guard with it.
I could see multiple things happening, including I could see him not knowing that that information was online and like genuinely believing it wasn't. People report on you and talk about things all the time, or things happen that you don't know about. Yeah, I definitely see why people now are having like commentary on whether or not this is real, because if it is faking, yeah, he is good at acting. Like that yeah. Seems like a genuine emotional response.
One of the interesting parts is that then they make them go outside and do their gift out there as well. Again, when it's on camera, the vicinity and like places where the noise is coming from, we can't tell. I'll tell you now what it sounds like. Do you not think it sounds kind of reminiscent of like a bone pop or a crack? It's like a deep pop, not like a crack your fingers kind of pop.
But sounds like if I'm like tapping my nail on cardboard or something. It's like, I don't hear bone cracking.
It's not like a bone crack though. It's more like a socket pop situation. I guess I'm more familiar.
I know, I was like, Lily, not all of our sockets just
my bones move around. But to me, as soon as I saw someone else point that out, which could be someone else's opinion influencing me, whatever. But as soon as I heard that, I was like, that's exactly what it sounds like. Absolutely.
But what do you mean? Like, is it the cameraman? Is it them just going?
Well, so people have pointed out, specifically, there are these women named the Fox Sisters from the 1800s. And they did this whole, like, fake communicating with the paranormal. And they had this whole ruse where they tricked people and made all this money by claiming that they were doing the exact same thing and they were actually like cracking like toes or like...
Oh, I could crack my toes like an infinite amount of times.
Exactly. There are people that can do things that you wouldn't think are possible because you can't do them. But like, I assure you, there are people out there that can endlessly pop certain joints. What's actually popping is not what pops for normal people. Then keeping in mind that the way they do it is they kind of like brace themselves against each other and he never says anything and he just kind of zones out. To me, very much would make sense that he's kind of like focused on like, I need to pop as soon as she says this letter because this is the story we need to get across. People have like tried to zoom in and look, and I've seen people zoom in on stuff that I didn't think actually proved anything, but I will point out that look at what they're wearing. Basically, he has like really loose shorts on. I'm not gonna say like, yes, it's 100% he is popping his toe. It honestly could be multiple things, and that is why it sounds like it's coming.
Wait, but what were you insinuating by the shorts thing?
Because he could be popping his knee and he's bracing against her because he's like having to press against the floor and make the pop happen. Back to the Fox sisters. Basically, that's like a historic example of people that faked it and people like really thought it was so legit and you couldn't debunk it because it seemed so real. But they later admitted that it was complete bullshit. So that's been the main example that people are like sourcing. Fun fact also, by the way, they claim that they can only do this together, but recently someone found a video from 11 years ago of Cody conveniently doing this technique by himself.
Heard some knocking in this room, so let's see if we can get in contact with somebody here.
Yeah, that would be a little unnerving.
So, there's a couple tools on the bed. Right now we have a K2 meter out here, an EVP recorder, and a flashlight. Now, I'm also going to turn my flashlight on over here. If anyone's here, we just want to know if you can communicate with us. Maybe we can help you out if you want to talk to somebody. So just give us a sign of your presence.
Is that in here?
I believe it was. It was either in here or right over there.
If that was you, could you do that again, please?
Oop. I hope the camera's picking up. We're hearing a couple knocks right now. I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from. Normal sounds in this area. Can you knock once for us? That'll definitely let us know that you're here. I believe that was the floor. That wasn't the floor.
That was a knock.
Oh my god, because he's the popper.
Uh-huh. And they both also made appearances on Ghost Hunters. Here is a video that someone posted that Sam and Colby aren't going to be happy about this one. And they zoom in on Cody's fucking leg and you can see it flexing as soon as tap happens. And I was like, I knew it!
Q-R-S-T-A-B-Q-R-S-T.
You see that muscle flex?
S T S T Q R S T A B Q R S T.
There's a little you can see is something flex.
I mean, I guess a little.
Oh my god, this was the most compelling one for me because I don't know if you just can't see it because I'm sharing the screen, but like...
No, I see it flexing, but that would probably be his toe then, right?
Yeah. Or ankle. And look at how his toe and how his foot's positioned. What my theory is that he can probably do it with multiple joints, which would make it sound like it's coming from different places.
Even just like his body language of like holding out his finger, like he's waiting for that letter that he knows is coming. So I definitely believe it. I just like, it's not like he's like super obvious about it. He's pretty good at like being low key about it.
He's had years to perfect it for sure, and no one has really caught it. But again, I'm like, well, that's what you get when you try and get a bunch of new fame on this fucking YouTube channel and they're filming everything. You're gonna maybe make some mistakes. This clip alone, I was already convinced that that was probably what they were doing, but this clip, I was like, yep, checks out. Absolutely. It's not a coincidence for me.
The thing that makes it more complicated is how much Sam and Colby profited off of this. It does make it hard to just be so sure and just say, oh, of course they're not lying. Like, he had a very emotional response. But when you're making nearly $1 million or quite possibly $1 million off of just a 4-part series of something.
Yeah.
It makes it hard to be like, oh yeah, like the motives are all clean. Like you just went in wanting to believe it. Maybe they're just people that naturally believe in it. So then you kind of like look for signs that aren't there type of thing. That happens a lot too, like that confirmation bias. But I just feel like I would react very similarly if someone said my grandmother's name.
It's the fact that they also, though, like afterwards do try and debunk it. And they like go back the next day. It's not like a one-off situation, which then I would believe more towards like maybe they didn't know. But the fact that it's continuous and that they have debunked it it. They don't really investigate the whole Fox sisters thing as much as they should have. And it's not necessarily the same technique, but like explore the possibility of something like that being what they're doing.
If you're coming back and revisiting it, I feel like you would have already seen all of these theories and all this shit. Maybe they just, again, really want to believe that these two are legit, but I just feel there's no way they could actually believe that at this point.
Not to mention then when you bring up the prank.
Even though he was emotional during that prank, like everyone was sure they were full of shit.
Well, because you're like, you wouldn't do that. Like, what kind of person would do that to their best friend? He had to be in on it.
Everyone was just like, okay, this is unhinged, but you guys are still weird for faking this. Like that, I feel at the time was the overwhelming sentiment. If that's true and they were faking that, then like you pointed out in the beginning, I absolutely believe that he's capable of faking that emotion as well.
There's a lot of factors that play into it that I think, one, the audience that they've cultivated maybe wasn't around for that even, because I think their audience is pretty young, and that was several years ago. They also shifted their content away from pranks into more paranormal stuff, so they've garnered this audience that does want to believe in paranormal activity, and like when they see something that seems like such clear proof, it's easy for them to be like, finally, we see it.
Yeah, I think that at this point, if they're revisiting it, they're still co-signing these two in particular. I have questions about the authenticity of their motives as well, and if they're in on it, because there ain't no way they believe it at this point.
I'll film an update if the video comes out, but I know that they are planning on addressing it like with Satori and Cody.
No, without them.
I was like, something also tells me that they're not about to like expose this couple for being frauds on their YouTube channels. Like that makes me think that they are in on it because they want people to believe it too.
And it's another video with millions and millions of views.
Exactly. So. I was like, because if it wasn't true, I don't think it would necessarily hurt them to reveal that they got one pulled over on them. I think that people would feel bad for them and be like, oh, that sucks. You really wanted to believe that this was true and it wasn't.
I feel like they're all in on it, but I don't want to be insensitive too, because I know that Colby or Sam, whichever one he was, sorry, he seemed distraught. So I don't want to be a bitch either. But yeah. At the same time, I'm smelling fish, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's, I watched it the first time and I was like, oh shit. And then the more I thought, I was like, but this. And this, and this, and this. Like, it was like,
too many holes.
No, like, it's shocking. And I think that that's, they benefit off people wanting to believe that it's true, people being young and naive and not really exploring the more common sense aspects of it. This isn't just like a side hobby for them. And even if it was, again, Raven doesn't tell everyone she's a psychic because there are reasons.
Yeah.
There's one other clip unrelated to Cody and Satori that people have found from the Conjuring videos where there's like a head that pops up in the background. And while I will say it's like creepy looking, I guess, I think that it's very likely that it could have been like a producer or like someone that was just like, shit, I'm on camera, and they just like pop in and pop out. I'm like, yeah, that looks creepy, but like, I feel like it was someone that fucked up and walked into the frame.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way. But then also, isn't the Conjuring house for real haunted? Like, isn't it? Isn't that the whole thing? What the family went through?
I mean, supposedly, but again, like, is there on-camera proof? Like, that's what seems to, like, how many years have people been investigating paranormal activity, and when has there ever been, like, just, like, definite, irrefutable proof that it's not edited, or it's not, like, they set it up, or, like,
I feel like I see it all the time. Like, there's people who, even, like, random social media influencers will, like, film something, and then they'll be, like, and then their following will be, like, what the fuck is that behind you? And it's, like, a super creepy thing. That happens, like, not that far apart.
I think that that's a technique that they specifically leave stuff in for people to find, because they know people comb through the footage. And then them not pointing it out makes it seem more legit. But I'm, like, saying random people. Because they're like, oh, I didn't see that.
No, I don't agree. I don't think that, maybe this is faked, but I think that a lot of people have captured weird shit in pictures and videos, and like, it's legit.
I do think there's instances like that I've seen where it's like not a paranormal investigator. It's someone just like that uploads vlogs and like they never after.
That's so, what I'm saying.
Those, yeah. I believe. This, like on a paranormal channel, I think that's a technique.
No, I'm saying a regular ass like influencer who's like,
that I'm much,
someone like,
I'm much more likely to believe that than I am something where it's like the paranormal investigators didn't notice in their footage.
If it's, yeah, someone like it happening like, in the perfect place at the perfect time.
Yes, exactly.
When you want it to.
I've seen like, ones where yeah, it's like someone documents like they're hiking and it's like no paranormal stuff ever. And then there's one and they never even touch it again. That, it's weird. There's something creepy there. This, eh.
Well, thank you for explaining that to me. I now understand the Sam and Colby situation everybody's been asking us to cover. So there it is.
Yeah, and I'm actually very curious about everyone's thoughts on the whole situation, whether you think Cody and Satori are somehow not faking this, whether you think Sam and Colby are in on it, like just your thoughts about everything. Please leave them in the comments below.
But anyway, that is all that we have for you guys today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. If you made it to the end, as always, we very much appreciate you and we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. We take pride in treating every customer like family because that's what has kept us around for generations.
Drive home a new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek for 1.9% for up to 60 months.
Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/30/25.